Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw. Prediction special for Fastlane WWE 2018.
Yeah.
Fastlane is traditionally a shit show.
Yeah.
Typically a crap show that we have no interest. This year, they have seemingly tried to bring anticipation for this year's Fastlane to an all-new low.
Mm-hmm.
It really just feels like another episode of SmackDown.
Here's the thing, though. There's at least three. I mean, you can maybe say four matches on here that... Heck, maybe even five that I'd really like to see if they were built properly.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, man. Look,
that's what I'm saying. I don't think if you look at the card on paper, it doesn't look bad. Just the build to said card has been pretty bad.
I'm interested to know which match you. Well, I know which one it is that you don't really care about. But no, this one right here. This one that we're going to start with.
Oh,
it shouldn't happen.
No, I agree.
Should I don't care what the build is. Shouldn't happen.
What if the matches, Shinsuke Nakamura versus Rusev. What if Nakamura had to put up his spot at Mania on the line against Rusev? That at least...
No, the problem is they need...
No, I understand the problem is, but would it make it any more interesting? Set that problem aside. Would it make it any more interesting?
I mean, yeah, if whenever there's stakes involved with something, then yes, it makes it more interesting, sure. However, the problem is the thing. You can't put that aside. As much as I love Nakamura and I love Rusev, right now is not the time for this feud. Because Nakamura, they need desperately for him, for the crowd to be behind Nakamura.
Yeah.
Or at least the crowd to really be interested in Nakamura. And the crowd really loves Rusev right now.
Yeah.
He's the hot guy. He is not the guy. You mentioned this earlier on the SmackDown recap. He should be in the U.S. title scene right now.
Yeah, he should.
He shouldn't be doing this Nakamura thing.
Imagine granted, Jinder's doing great work in the U.S. title scene. Imagine if Rusev and Aiden English were occupying that role.
Or even had it like some sort of convoluted four-way. They're always good at doing that stuff. Or they have been good at doing stuff.
Yeah, Jinder and Rusev have history of these be tag team partners.
Yeah, exactly. But that's not what we're saddled with. We're saddled with Nakamura versus Rusev. I love both these guys. I think they're both great.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the problem. Nakamura goes over. This is where all my confidence points are. All six.
All
there is no chance. Not a chance. If Rusev goes over here, then I'm quitting going in Raw. This is a career match for me.
All right, all right.
If that happens, you're on your own.
I, too, am picking Nakamura. Five confidence points.
Okay, so you're almost there.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's one more match I feel slightly more confident about.
Okay, I know it's going to be this one, right?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, we've flip-flopped. That's fine. All right, here we go. We both choose Nakamura with high level of confidence
points. Yeah, there's no doubt that he's picking up the win this match.
So, brief explainer on confidence points. It's something that gamblers use, is that right? Or sports betting of some sort?
I first used it in some fantasy league. Not fantasy football where you do lineups. It's when you pick winners for each week.
Mm-hmm.
You pick winners for each schedule and the one you feel more confident about.
Oh, it's okay.
You assign more points.
That's how it is. There are six matches. So the match that we are most confident with, the outcome of, we assign six points to.
Least confident, one, and all the numbers in between. You know,
and mathematically, that should end up picking, you know, like, oh, well, you were most confident in, like, the most number of matches via this point system. You add up the points. And
Who has the most points? Because it was coming down to our predictions coming down to one match, and it was boring.
Yeah, it was kind of boring.
It was kind of boring.
This hasn't been much more thrilling.
Did you mention what the problem was with this Rusev-Nakamura match? You did in the SmackDown recap, but I don't think you did here. The problem is, essentially, that Rusev is one of the most over talents in the entire company.
Oh, I said that. I said that here. Yeah, I said that here. Yeah, Rusev is organically massively over right now. And Nakamura, they're trying to get over, and the crowd really wants to get behind him, but creative has dropped the ball in a way that I find absolutely mind-boggling and ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing.
So it's not a good look on their part to have Nakamura going up against a guy who is supremely over. The crowd will be chanting Rusev Day. They will want Rusev to win. Next, Bob Roode versus Randall Orton for the United States Championship.
So do we both agree that Jinder is going to get involved somehow in the festivities?
And it's going to lead to a triple threat at Mania for the U.S. title in the kickoff show.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I have Randall Orton going over.
Okay.
I was, after reading and thinking about a Worm's fantasy booking scenario and our SmackDown recap, I thought about it some more. I thought going into or leaving last night's show, there was a chance that Randall Orton could pick up the win. But the more I think about AO Worm scenario, the more I'm convinced that is how it will play out for the most part. I will pick Randall Orton with one confident point.
Okay. I assign this three confidence points. However, I kind of deserve a bonus point if it goes down this way.
Oh, I'm also saying, sorry, Jinder will interfere. has stipulations involved.
Orton's going to win. However, Orton will not leave as the United States champion. Orton's going to go over by DQ thanks to interference from Jinder. He'll look strong. It'll be as if he should have won the title. Bobby Roode retains his championship, but he loses via DQ thanks to Jinder Mahal. And everybody then will have motivation to want to include Jinder in the three-way.
What confidence point? Three?
Thrace.
Three.
Three confidence points.
Gotcha, gotcha. But yeah, this is heading towards a triple threat match at Mania for
yes.
sure.
That but is you, a but you, so you think this is going to be a short, potentially a short title reign for
Randall Orton? Yeah, they'll give Randall Orton his grand slam, and then, you know, but with an asterisk because he was aided, however unwillingly, by Jinder Mahal.
Mm-hmm. I will say this. So you think we're going to see Randy leave with the U.S. title?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, that's one thing that I'm kind of iffy on is the fact that I don't have any titles changing hands on this pay-per-view. None. So you might have a point there, but I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not, but I'm going down the limb a little bit.
No, it's good. It's good. Becky Lynch and Naomi versus Natalya and Carmella. I have only assigned 2 confidence points to this because same. I'm not very confident.
No, I don't really know. This seems like a SmackDown match.
Yeah. No, it is. It totally is.
I'm trying to think about how it could launch storylines for anybody involved beyond Natalya just saying that she's going to challenge the winner of the SmackDown Women's title match later on. For any 4 of these women, and the best I can come up with is that they've got something going between, and have for a while, between Becky and Carmella that might lead to something at Mania. If Becky faces Charlotte, Carmella might try to cash in, something like that.
So here's where I stand on this. I think the heels go over.
Same.
I'll tell you why. Okay, good. I'll tell you why. Natalya has already said that she's going to challenge for Mania.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this one, and but that's kind of dependent on her winning here.
Yes.
So that... That's going to launch her story somehow. She'll try to get into Mania. She's not going to get there. Becky Lynch was also standing tall, almost taken off Carmella's arm on the last episode of SmackDown. If we use that math, Carmella's going to go over. The heels will go over. It'll also maybe give Carmella. They're going to have to do something with that briefcase.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to at least start teasing it a bit more than they have maybe. So she's going to need some momentum with that aspect of things. I think there's no reasons really for Naomi to go over or Becky Lynch really to go over. Becky Lynch is either going to have that match at Mania against Charlotte or she's not.
Mm-hmm.
This match doesn't depend on that happening. Natalya, Carmella go over. I think that also evens out my winners and losers in terms of heels and faces.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I picked Natalya and Carmella primarily for that reason because there wasn't a whole lot of heels going over in the matches I picked. So.
Okay. All right. Next, we've got... Oh, how many confidence points you put on?
2.
2, okay, same as me. Next up, we've got... It's going to get to the point where our confidence points are going to be the same, too.
Yeah, I know. That's why you're doing prop bets sometimes.
Yeah. Next up, we've got the Usos versus the New Day.
I'll be honest, this is the hardest pick for me.
I have 1 confidence point in this.
Okay, who do you have going over?
The Usos.
Okay.
Simply because the New Day winning their titles again might happen at Mania, but that also might be the Bludgeon Brothers.
Yes.
So I don't see a hot potato thing going.
Here's what I think would actually be the more interesting story, at least for me personally. New Day wins. Usos have to do whatever they can to get their way on the Mania card.
Yeah.
I think that would be a great story.
That's good. That they've been hammering that home.
Yeah. But also, if they find a way to retain, not necessarily saying win, but retain, that would assure them a spot on the Mania card.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like, I don't know if the Usos necessarily going to win, but they will retain those titles.
Okay.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Bludgeon Brothers came out after another great match between these two teams, because they've put on stellar matches across the board. During the match, Bludgeon Brothers come out, kind of make their mark on the upper echelon of the SmackDown tag division, lay both teams out, but in the end, the Usos retain.
Okay. Very well. Next, Charlotte versus Ruby Riott. You have all your confidence points on this.
Yeah. Ruby Riott.
Yeah. Whoa. No.
Charlotte. Charlotte's retaining. Charlotte's winning this match. I virtually see no way Ruby Riott would win this match.
I agree with you.
As much as I like Ruby Riott, This is Charlotte's match to win. She would be carrying the SmackDown Women's title into Mania.
They have done nothing to convince me that this is even a toss-up.
Yep.
I have. If it wasn't for Nakamura Rusev, I mean,
this would be the six.
This would be the six. This could easily be swapped out. Charlotte with all but one of my confidence points. Five confidence points for Charlotte. They have done nothing to inspire confidence with me in Ruby Riott, and which is a shame. I think she's great.
Yeah.
I think in better hands, she could be like a real major player.
If she had cut that promo she cut on SmackDown this last week, like the first time she spoke on the mic,
yeah,
it'd been a heck of a lot more effective.
Yeah.
And they could have done a storyline over the last 2 months of Ruby Riott just really tearing down Charlotte.
Yeah.
But they haven't done any of that.
Imagine Charlotte back when Ruby Riott and the Riott Squad debuted. Imagine she picks up a win over somebody in the ring. That person slinks out. Charlotte's kind of celebrating in the ring. Lights go down. Lights go up. Ruby Riott's there. And Charlotte's being held down by Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan. And Ruby Riott drops that promo, says, I'm here to collect. I'm here to tear down your myth.
Yeah.
Then we'll have known the entire time why she's there.
Yes.
And not been questioning things. Because we asked about what the motivation is, because we got that from Absolution.
Pretty early on, yeah.
Pretty early on, and Ruby Riott and Riott Squad's needed that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame they waited this long. This could have been an interesting long-term program. Instead, it's just been a bunch of matchups.
Yeah, it's been six women involved in various tag matchups and singles matchups.
Nothing has escalated.
Not really.
Next, AJ Styles versus John Cena versus Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn versus Baron Corbin versus Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, AJ Styles is winning this.
Yeah, he wins.
Confidence points for you, too.
Yeah. So this, again, so I like that we explain confidence points, but this literally comes down to one match, I think.
It's Bobby pretty similar.
Roode, Bobby Roode versus Randy Orton.
Yeah.
That's going to be it. So, yay. I don't see, the only reason this didn't get five confidence points or six confidence points is that all other scenarios are just too ridiculous. There is the element of Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens that could maybe they'll pick up the title. No.
Probably not. No. I mean, they still have several SmackDowns between now and Mania. They can always put the belt right back on AJ, but at no point am I at the least bit concerned that we're not getting Styles versus Nakamura at Mania.
And here's the thing. At some point, they have to build Styles Nakamura.
I know.
And they only have 3 weeks to do it, so I don't see them dicking around with this anymore after Fastlane. I think Cena's probably going to do Taker after this, or whatever they're going to do with that. He'll find his road now that if Mysterio was supposed to be the road and he's injured, but now we were hearing that and might not be that bad.
Yeah.
They're only going to have like 3 weeks after this to build Nakamura Styles. I cannot believe that we're going to be sitting there on Tuesday and AJ's not going to have his title and not going to have his match, and he's going to have to figure that out in the next 3 weeks. That can't be the build. It has to be dealing with Styles and Nakamura facing off one-on-one.
Yes.
So, honestly, if I could put, if there was a three-way tie for confidence points, I'd probably put it there with Charlotte and Nakamura.
Yeah. That's not how it works, though.
Doesn't work that way.
No. Do you want to do a couple prop bets?
Yeah.
Does Undertaker show up?
No.
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 No. We both say no. So that's meaningless.
That's meaningless.
Who eats the pin in the main event?
Okay, that's a good one. I'm going to say Kevin Owens.
Okay.
I'll say Kevin Owens because I feel like he needs to be down and out going into his match against Sami Zayn. He needs to feel the sting a bit more. I'm not talking about Steve Borden. He needs to feel the sting. So I'm going to say Kevin Owens.
I was inclined to say Kevin Owens, but to make these prop bets matter in the least, I can't say Kevin Owens. So I'm going to say Dolph.
Okay. All right.
Based on the match they had in SmackDown with no resolution.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe the finish sees Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn just go at each other,
mm-hmm.
fight amongst each other,
mm-hmm.
taking them out of the equation, the finish of the match entirely, leaving Dolph, Cena, Corbin left in the ring with AJ. Dolph eats the pin.
Mm-hmm.
Because he can eat a pin fine.
He can eat a pin. On the other hand, let me ask you something. Is there any chance John Cena eats that pin?
Yeah, it's possible.
That's kind of possible, too, because his story is... Like, there's even more stank on his lack of a road.
It's absolutely definitive if he eats that pin.
Yeah.
Close the show, yeah.
No road.
Especially after he beats Styles.
Yeah.
On SmackDown a couple weeks back.
Let's see here. I'm trying to think of other prop bets. Okay. Do you think they're going to do, what are they going to do in the kickoff? Mojo tie again?
Could be.
Did they do that in the last kickoff? Or was that just
no, it's just at the house show.
We went to the house show, but then we heard also,
it's
really?
dark matches.
Hold on a second. They didn't do a kickoff?
I don't think so.
What was the kickoff? What was in the kickoff for, let's see here. I'm just going to put tie versus Mojo kickoff. I'm just going to see what happens. Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Very well, then. That could be it. I mean, I can't really think of much else.
They've been doing that match. I mean, you have the people who aren't being used. You've got the Ascension. You've got Bludgeon Brothers. We both kind of agree they're going to show up somehow.
Yeah, in the tag title
match.
At
the end.
Yeah.
You've got Fashion Police. So, yeah, it's Ty. It's got to be Ty Mojo.
Yeah, it's got to be Ty Mojo.
All right.
Especially if they've been doing it on the house show and dark match circuit. You got to think.
All right. Well, hey, listen. So the house show they went to, Mojo picked up the win.
Yeah, but I heard the dark match, Ty picked up the win.
All right. So do you want to?
I'll go with Ty, man.
I'll go with Mojo. That's going to decide things.
I know, probably.
Well, this has. I mean, you'd think that has to decide it. Orton has to decide it, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, because these prop bets are just worth a single point.
Mm.
Actually, now I change this to John Cena. I'm going to change this to John Cena. John Cena's eating
really?
That
pin,
yeah.
Wow, okay. Convinced by the Cena needs the low road to WrestleMania.
Yeah, I thought about that too, but in the end.
He needs the gutter, mm-hmm. the ditch to WrestleMania.
A crisis of confidence, Steve.
Yeah, there you go.
Story I've always wanted to see.
There's only one person who can
uplift Cena.
Who can get me out of my slump. And if I win this match, it'll be the biggest match of my career. The Undertaker.
Or he'll just take Mania off.
Or I'll just take Mania off.
Apparently, there is no road for me for WrestleMania.
I've come to that. Fine. I'm accepting of that.
I have
conclusion.
Three movies lined up between now and Mania.
Mm-hmm.
So,
hope everybody has a
until
good
time. Next time.
What if he hosts?
You can't see me.
What if he hosts with Elias?
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Wouldn't that be great?
Great.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Anyways.
Anyways.
Wow, what a great. Predictions we
can't
did.
Wait for Fastlane.
Can't wait for Fastlane. I think we're going to do
show.
A live stream.
Yeah.
Probably going to do a live stream.
Yeah.
We'll find out. We'll see. Anyways, stay tuned on Twitter at Real Going In Raw to find out if we do it. Probably going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Till next time. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.